Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for holding. Welcome to the Aegon First Quarter 2012 Results and Embedded Value 2011 Report for the Media Call. Throughout today's recorded presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If anyone has difficulty hearing the presentation, please press the star followed by zero on your telephone for operator assistance. I will now hand the conference over to Mr. Jan Noetendaal. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Good morning. Thank you for joining our call to review Aegon's First Quarter 2012 Results. As always, we look forward to your questions after the presentation. Across our businesses, we are continuing to implement our plans to improve Aegon's responsiveness to market opportunities. During previous calls and in our one-on-one discussions, we have explained how we see the opportunities for our core businesses in our various markets and how we are aligning our organization to capture these. We believe that Aegon's first quarter results confirm the strengths of our business and franchise, and that the actions being pursued by management are the right ones to succeed in this new environment. As you are well aware, we have focused very much on reducing costs across our businesses over the past few years. Our success in this regard, combined with improved financial markets, contributed to the higher level of earnings for the first quarter. A clear indication of the continued strength of our franchise was the high level of deposits in the first quarter related to our successful variable annuity and pension businesses in the United States. With strong inflows, our third-party asset management business also contributed to the significant increase. And finally, Aegon's embedded value, which we also provide along with our first quarter results, remained level at €10.42 per common share. Here on slide three, let me briefly touch on our progress in executing our strategy, given our ambitions for Aegon going forward. 2011 was a year devoted to implementing our restructuring programs in the UK and in the Netherlands, and divesting units that were no longer core to our business. The aim has been to refocus our businesses and ensure that they can be responsive to the significant changes occurring in these markets. Central to this program has been the need to reduce operating expenses and identify operational efficiencies. At the same time, we are also making critical investments in our businesses. New initiatives such as our new platform in the UK, as well as our new online banking proposition in the Netherlands, are examples of how we are responding to the new environment and capture opportunities. Given the persistent low interest rate environment, it has also been necessary to closely review our product portfolio and adjust our products to reflect the current market. Ensuring that they offer good value for both our customers and our company continues to be among our top priorities. On slide four, we provide you a quick overview of our progress toward our 2015 financial targets. I will address these in more detail later on. Turning now to underlying earnings, clearly the growth of our business, the expense savings being realized in our businesses, and the more favorable market conditions were the main contributors to the increase. Earnings in the Americas were impacted by lower fixed annuity earnings and adverse mortality, although this was partly offset by higher fee-based earnings. Growing fee-based earnings is, as you know, a key strategic priority. Results in the Netherlands were resilient as higher claims on disability products were offset by a higher contribution from mortgages. We expect the negative experience on disability products to continue throughout the year. In the UK, earnings more than doubled as a result of our successful cost reduction program and the fact that we dealt with the restructuring and legacy charges in 2011. Earnings in our new markets were a strong contributor to our overall results, mainly driven by the progress of our businesses in Asia and asset management, although at higher levels than we would expect. And again, with regard to our successful shift to fee-generating business, we were pleased to reach our target of 35% of underlying earnings coming from fee-based business versus spread-based business, well ahead of our 2015 timeline. The strong underlying earnings for the quarter put us in a sound position to deliver on both our earnings growth and return on equity targets as well. On slide 6, turning now to net income. The strong increase in net income benefited primarily from positive fair value items. These positive results related mainly to alternative asset performance in the Americas, the guarantee portfolio in the Netherlands, and derivatives in the holding. As I mentioned at the start, impairments continued their downward trend, decreasing to the lowest level in 4 years. The particularly strong net income was also due to a low tax rate. We experienced a positive impact on income tax as a result of benefits related to the runoff of institutional spread-based activities in Ireland, as well as a settlement with the tax authorities in the Netherlands and a reduction in the UK corporate tax rates. Let me now turn to our continued focus on reducing our overall cost base. As you can see on the slide 7, we have achieved a considerable level of cost savings, particularly in our established markets. Despite our progress in this key area of focus, we will pursue additional cost savings and operational efficiencies as part of how we manage our day-to-day business. Turning now on slide 8 to our business in the Netherlands. Last September, as you know, we announced an ambitious program to reduce our overall cost base from the 2010 level by 100 million euros by 2013. Since then, we have implemented 49 million euros in cost reductions and are well on track to achieve our 100 million euro target. The aim is to create a more streamlined and responsive organization and to counter the effects of persistent margin pressure. We will continue to update you on our progress during the course of the year. Let me now turn on slide 9 to sales for the quarter. We were especially pleased by 1.8 billion euro in total sales, an increase of 25%. A particular success this quarter was the 50% increase in deposits, mainly related to our pension business in the United States and very strong retail and institutional inflows from Aegon Asset Management. The decline in new life sales was mostly due to lower sales in the Netherlands and the UK, which offset the solid growth in new life sales in the Americas. And finally, we also experienced strong growth in accident and health sales. I would like to spend a few moments highlighting what we believe to be the competitive advantages of our U.S. pension business, which again demonstrated the strong growth potential with a 21% increase in gross deposits or $6.2 billion. The cornerstone of our strategy in this core business is our ability to differentiate from the competition through technology, specialization, and service. Our investments in technology are enabling us to offer consistently high service levels to our customers, the various awards related to customer satisfaction, which our business received, confirms that we are outpacing the competition according to this essential measure. By focusing on a very specific niche market, the 403B market, and the small to large case market, avoiding the very competitive jumbo market, we are better able to preserve our margins. The 403B market is an attractive niche. We focus on both healthcare and higher educational institutions, where Aegon is a top three provider. The strong results of our pension business is the direct result of bringing innovative products to the market and a consistent focus on costs. As the graphs indicate, over the past 3 years, we have doubled the assets and more than doubled earnings from this business. Like many of our peers, we see downward pressure on fees. However, because of previous investments in IT, our expense management actions, and benefits of scale, we have been able to maintain margins. Margins in the pension business amounted to 24 basis points for the first quarter. We believe our approach, which has led to these very strong results, is the right one and is one that we will continue to pursue. Here on slide 11, we provide you further detail on our Dutch mortgage business. Given the increasing focus on mortgages lately here in the Netherlands, although mortgage production in Q1 was not as strong as in the comparable quarter last year, it continues to be a business with good margins. The graph makes clear that Aegon has been successful in gaining market share, which we believe is due to our focus on delivering a consistently high level of service and our fully automated processes. On top of that, some foreign players have left the market and some of the traditional providers are restricted in their funding capabilities. Given the nature of Aegon's life insurance book with long-term liabilities, the market's product is a good fit, with 80% of new production being guaranteed by the government. Turning now on slide 12 to Aegon's progress in its new markets, Asia and asset management were particularly strong contributors to the growth in this quarter. However, it is unlikely that they will stay at these high levels. Asset management enjoyed higher performance fees, while both businesses also benefited from exceptionally low expense levels this quarter. The rollout of our non-life household product in Central and Eastern Europe is on track, and our asset management business has been able to substantially increase deposits due to solid performance in both the retail and institutional segments. In Japan, we have seen that improved tailoring of our VA product is also paying off. As in all of our markets, distribution is an important differentiator. For example, our increased focus on bancassurance in China led to higher production, and our further expansion of distribution relationship in Japan also added to our sales growth. These are just a few examples of our progress in our newer markets where we are investing for the future. On slide 13, Aegon's capital position at the end of the first quarter. Our capital position continues to be strong with an IGD ratio of over 200%. Given the fact that regulatory capital requirements ultimately determine whether capital can be upstreamed to the holding, we will continue to focus on regulatory capital ratios. As we have been communicated to you often, in the current uncertain environment, we believe that maintaining a strong capital buffer is not only prudent, but essential. You will remember that one of our key financial targets is to increase operational free cash flows by 30% by 2015 from the normalized 2010 level of 1 to 1.2 billion euros. During the fourth quarter, operational free cash flows, excluding market impact, totaled 405 million euros, which puts us well on track to achieve our 2015 target. On slide 15, we provide you Aegon's capital base ratio, which amounted to 74.2% at the end of the quarter. As you are aware, our target is to achieve a capital base ratio of at least 75% by the end of 2012, and we are on track to deliver accordingly. Turning now on slide 16 to our embedded value results for 2011, total embedded value increased 10% to almost 21 billion euros, whereas embedded value per share remained stable at €10.42. The number of shares outstanding increased after our equity issue in February of last year. Embedded value life insurance reduced by 7% due to the divestments of two business units and unfavorable market conditions in 2011, as well as the lower long-term interest rate level. The 7% decrease in embedded value for Aegon's life insurance business was mainly due to capital upstream to the holding and other activities of 3.4 billion euro. This upstream capital was partly used for the final repayment to the Dutch state last June. In general, the positive performance of our in-force portfolio was the result of cost savings, better than expected mortality, better persistency, and strengthening of currencies against the euro. Aegon's 2011 embedded value report was also our last. We have decided to no longer publish traditional embedded value and value of new business. We have already replaced value of new business by market-consistent value of new business and will replace the full-year traditional embedded value report with information based on the new regulatory regime, Solvency II. Before turning to your questions, let me summarize. The strength of Aegon's businesses was again evident during the first quarter. Improved financial markets combined with our successful program to reduce costs supported the higher level of earnings. Our pension business in the US again achieved strong results, as did our third-party asset management business. We delivered on a key strategic objective of generating a greater proportion of earnings from fee-based business. And finally, the solid increases in sales and earnings, as well as our continued strong capital position, make clear to us and hopefully to you that Aegon is on the right track. Thank you for your continued interest in Aegon. With that, we welcome your questions.
Thank you, sir. If any participants would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. To cancel your question, please press the star followed by the two. The first question is from Maud van Gaal from Bloomberg. Please go ahead. Excuse me, Maud van Gaal, please go ahead with your question.
Yes, I'm here. Sorry. Good morning. I would like to ask a question on Spain to begin with. If you could give a little bit more details on what you're seeing there and also what your current position is and which of the savings banks you have relationships with at this point. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you for your question. As you know, we have our business model is having joint ventures with the local savings bank in Spain. We are watching very carefully what's happening in Spain, and but we should not forget that we have a very long-term strategy in Spain. And as you know, our exposure is in Spain relative. If you look at the investment in Spain, they are the investments because of the policy money we hold in our joint ventures. Clearly, the economic environment in Spain is such that watching the situation is very important. But we should not forget that we have a very long-term view on the strategy in Spain.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Bart Meyer from AMP. Please go ahead.
Good morning. Thank you. Yeah, to elaborate on that a bit more, maybe a bit broader, I think you profited in the first quarter a bit of recovery in markets, but since the beginning of April we have seen a clear deterioration again in markets. How do you see the situation going forward, and what could be the effects on your results in this current quarter?
You know, what we see is, and I've said also earlier, that for us is very important that the market is, there is still a lot of volatility in the market. For that reason, we are very pleased having a strong capital position. If you look at the interest rates, a low interest rate is for the long term not good for our industry, but we, at the moment, the interest rates are also comparable with last year, Q3, and I feel quite confident with our strong position and also with the measures we have taken. We should not forget that in our strategy is, for instance, also the move to more fee-based business, and we have also shown in this quarter with a 35% fee-based business that that it is the right strategies to do so.
If I remember correctly, you stated with at the presentation of the first quarter results that the worst of the debt crisis was over. Is that still your opinion?
Well, you know, if you look at our exposure, especially in the sovereign debt market, is we still have a very restricted minimum exposure in our sovereign debt market. So we have not really said that. If you look at the environment, there is still a lot of volatility in the market.
Mm-hmm. But it doesn't affect you as much as it did in the past.
Well, we have reduced our exposure, especially on the sovereign debt in Europe, and we also have, as I said earlier, our strategy is to have more fee-based business, and we have been successful in executing that strategy. What shows the results of this quarter.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you once again. To ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. The next question is from Martin van der Wijk from Dow Jones. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning. I have two questions. The first one related to your capital position. Your capital position is growing and you say, well, this is one of our key focus at the moment, considering the economic uncertainties. At some point, you have to, let the cash do something or start on the M&A front. But that is still too early at this stage?
You are right. We have a strong capital position, but keep also in mind that our capital base ratio, the target is for the end of the year 75%, and we have now 74.2%. So I'm very pleased with the strong position, and it's also my intention to keep that strong position to achieve at the end of the year the 75% target.
Thank you. Regarding the regulatory front, there is still uncertainty about how Solvency II will affect insurers operating in the U.S. This also affects Aegon, of course, and your Prudential, your has said repeatedly that it may relocate from the UK to another part of the world, maybe in Asia, because it sees there are still the competitive disadvantage would be very large if US regulators decide to ignore Solvency II. With the regulations that will be implemented in early 2013, how urgent is the situation, and how concerned are you at the moment? And what are your plans doing to convince U.S. regulators to take actions, or maybe European regulators? So what is your plan?
Well, we clearly are preparing ourselves for Solvency II, and you are right. The current expectations are that Solvency II will be applicable starting 1st of January 2014. Keep in mind that the coming months are very important, that the right decision has to be taken by the politicians, otherwise we will not meet the deadline of the 1st of January 2014. We believe, and that is also our base case, that the U.S. Will get equivalence. There will be a transition period, and on top of that, we have been implemented in our organization already many years our economic framework, and based on that economic framework we also manage our business. So ultimately we believe that Solvency II will be benefit our industry, and I must say, if you look at our strategy and the fact that we have been making our decisions on the basis of our economic framework, I see now the results in this quarter based on that strategy.
Okay, so just to have it clear, you're confident there will be a transition period regarding this equivalence issue?
That's correct. We feel there will be a transition period.
And so where do the concerns of Prudential come from? Are these overblown then?
I think you should ask them that question.
But you're not really worried about it?
We are watching carefully what's happening. We are sitting in several forums, CFOs, CEOs, CROs, to influence, of course, what's happening. But we are confident that ultimately there will be a good system, regulatory system, for the insurance companies in Europe and in the U.S.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is a follow-up question from Maud van Gaal. Please go ahead.
Yes, I was wondering with regard to your online bank. I think you've said that would be launched in the second quarter. I was wondering what you can tell us about that, what we should expect to see. Thanks.
Well, as you said, it will be launched in the second quarter, and I would like to say no more about that because it is an innovative bank, and I think that is you will see that in the second quarter, in a couple of months.
All right, we'll have to wait then. Thanks.
Thank you. There are no further questions, sir.
Okay, we'll be happy to follow up with any of you in the course of the morning and day. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This does conclude today's presentation. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.